We are with John Deutsch.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Kratzer. Both of you guys are from Information Builders.
Give us a quick plug
on what you guys, who you guys are, and what you're all about.
Sure.
John, you want to go first?
Sure. Information Builders is a worldwide technology company. We focus on analytics and data management. Uh-huh. We're headquartered in New York, but we have 60 offices throughout the world.
Okay.
And we have a practice dedicated to credit unions, where we understand the driving issues, mm-hmm. and we build technology mm-hmm. that are specific to the needs of the credit union, and we produce pre-built applications that make the job easier to get analytics and dashboards and mm-hmm. alerts and reports up and operating specifically for running, monitoring, and growing the business of the credit union. And we also work with plenty of the other providers here at the conference. On Approach, for example, mm-hmm. works very closely with Information Builders, as we do with the Best Innovation Group.
Those guys are sitting right over there, right behind the camera.
Yeah,
oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Trouble. No, they're great people. Yeah,
they really are, and very inspiring, and certainly a lot of insight and a view of the immediate future and how that can impact. Mm-hmm. So folks like Information Builders can make it easier for our credit unions to implement.
Okay.
And so Kevin manages the technology practice. Under him, he designs and creates these applications mm-hmm. specific for the credit union.
Ah, you're the wizard behind the curtain.
I am.
Kevin, enlighten us.
and so what we do is we work with credit unions to find out what kind of applications are important. And so we work to make sure that these are built and ready to go and provide that insight either directly against sources or with our partnership with On Approach, we go directly against the M360 data model.
Okay.
And really that's going to provide these insights and allow you to monitor growth. And it also allow you to find insights inside in the middle of those different systems. By looking at insights from lending all the way to your finances, you can start finding questions that aren't just available in those different groups.
Is there anywhere that analytics doesn't touch anymore? Because, you know, just a few years ago, we weren't talking like this, you know, or maybe the folks in the IT room were talking, in the server room were talking, but this kind of runs the gamut throughout the credit union in this case. So, I mean,
I think that's right.
Yeah, and it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and the reason for that is we now know that the data is dying to tell us some secrets about members, about markets, new products, satisfaction, pricing, those types of things. And analytics are designed to make the process easier of mining those secrets, understanding what the data is trying to tell us, and then sharing it with others in a format that is visual, social, and easy to communicate. And so therefore, it has become top of mind to leverage what for, I think, all credit unions is perhaps their most valuable asset, and that's data, getting the maximum value out of that information.
Yeah. Kevin, when you guys are talking to a credit union, mm-hmm. and they're kind of sitting there going, well, why is this important to me? Why is it important to a credit union?
It's important to a credit union because it's not just a few people in the organization that make decisions. It's everyone in the organization, from your tellers all the way up to your executives. And making sure that those individuals have the information they need to make those decisions in the best interest of the credit union is important to not only the credit union, but the members of the credit union as well.
John, anything to add there?
No, he's right. And that is a particular differentiator for Information Builders mm-hmm. is to distribute information in the right form for the right individual. Mm-hmm. Not all of us are technical wizards. We need information presented to us in different formats for those who are data scientists who mm-hmm. want to drill to the most minute detail, mm-hmm. to those who just want a simple list of which members should I call on today to ensure that they're satisfied with their products and services. Reaching everybody within the credit union and outside the credit union, mm-hmm. sharing information and insight with the members themselves mm-hmm. are things that Information Builders can do that are quite unique in the industry.
Can you give me a couple of, or maybe one or two practical example or real world examples of how you guys, is there any, like a typical scenario that you guys can help a credit union with?
So I'll give you the example of our first application, our first accelerator, which is identifying growth within a credit union and being able to monitor that and seeing where the growth is occurring. And where that's important from an information standpoint is that helps you identify the key areas to start looking at the issues that are going to make the biggest impact to the members themselves. So the monitoring growth, seeing whether you're seeing growth under loans, whether you're seeing growth within your share accounts, and then being able to see who's impacted by that.
Okay. And then taking that data and running with it.
Yeah, right. And one scenario that's told to us by our good friend Brewster Knowlton of the Knowlton Group.
Oh, I know Brewster.
Yeah, sure. He's a great guy. We love working with Brewster. He asked the question, which members have more than 10,000 in share accounts, who've been denied a loan, who are subscribed for e-statements, mm-hmm. and who live within 25 miles of a particular branch, mm-hmm. right? It's very difficult for credit unions to answer that question without integrating the subject areas across operations and member and CRM and transactions in the core system, and that's one of the things that Information Builders does very well, bringing all that information together okay. so questions like that can be answered.
Okay. Very cool. I'm going to wrap up question for you both here. Where do we go with this now? I mean, how do we wrap up 2017, and where is it going in 2018?
I'm looking to bring data together so that you can really answer all the questions that you have within your organization, and whether, you know, in the case of OnApproach, that model and that platform really gives Information Builders the ability to bring those answers to everyone, and really allows us to empower the individuals within the credit union to help their members.
Okay. John, final words?
Well, I think that, predictive analytics, to be quick about it.
Oh, we've been talking about that, yeah.
And so as Information Builders puts out additional, what we call accelerators, they share metadata, they share information, but the next range of function that Kevin and his team are going to integrate with these accelerators is predictive analytics. Mm-hmm. Looking historical information and understanding the trajectory that members and business operations are on and determining the best outcome and the best path to reach that outcome through this technology.
Wow, we're talking a whole new language now, you know, because predictive analytics, AI, all this stuff, I mean, machine learning, it's almost a new language now. We weren't talking like this, like I said at the top of the show, we weren't talking like this 5 years ago. Now everybody's talking like this, so it's pretty cool.
It's a great industry to be in. I recommend you youngsters out there, you're in the right place.
Indeed.
If you want to get technology and security, job security. All right, guys, thank you very much. Kevin, well done.
Thank you.
John,
thank you,
well done.
Appreciate
Keep up the good work. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
Well done.